Good afternoon. So in this morning's session, we looked at the lineage of the Lamrim that was brought to, or was created by Lama Atisha, but it wasn't his own creation. What he rather did was to take the two lineages of the vast conduct as well as that of the profound view, and he brought them together, creating in this way the Lamrim tradition. And he did so through his text, Lamp on the Path. These two lineages also were not created by other lamas, but rather they were re-energized by the great Indian masters of Nagarjuna and Asanga. And through them and all their following students who studied those lineages came to realize them and then taught them to their own students, the lineage was revitalized, thank you, revitalized in ancient India. But they too didn't create this lineage. It had as its source the direct students of Buddha Shakyamuni, Maitreya and Manjushri. And through them, we can see how the lineage traces back to Buddha Shakyamuni himself. And therefore, the entire Lama lineage, which at this point had then come down, the entire lineage that had come to Lama Tsongkhapa in the form now of the Lamrim tradition is a clear and unbroken lineage of realization going straight back to the Buddha. So here we see in the Lamrim, or in its source text, the Lamp on the Path to Enlightenment, all the sutras of the Buddha and the commentaries to them gathered together and arranged in the correct and unmistaken sequence of trainings in accordance with beings of the three various spiritual capacities. So this was presented to give us great confidence in this tradition, as well as to give us enthusiasm, because it's through having confidence and enthusiasm in this tradition that we will have the required strength and courage to transform our way of thinking in terms of transforming our values, transforming what we hold as important in our lives. And we saw here in the seventh verse, where the Lamrim tradition is likened to a wish-fulfilling jewel amongst all previous spiritual instructions. Moreover, it was likened also to a glorious ocean of explanations. And this was to give us the strength of mind to see that it's training in the Lamrim that is most important in our life, hearing and reflecting and meditating on these teachings with great energy so that they pervade our every thought. This is what we looked at again this morning. Now we come to look at the four great qualities of the Lamrim tradition. The eighth verse. Through it, you recognize all teachings to be free of contradictions, all scriptures without exception, dawn as personal instructions. The enlightened intention of the conquerors is readily found and protects against the abyss of grave negative deeds.
And
In the Lamrim, the many wrong understandings are cleared away. For example, in the Lamrim, many wrong understandings are cleared away because it's through training in the graduated stages to enlightenment, through the specific sequence of trainings, that one trains in the methods to achieve a good rebirth in future lives, the methods to achieve liberation from cyclic existence, as well as through the methods to achieve enlightenment. And one does so through the various trainings of sutra, and also then the trainings of tantra are presented, such as the generation and completion stages. So through coming to understand the Lamrim well, one clears away any potential misunderstandings that, for example, that I'm someone who aspires, for example, I'm someone who aspires to cultivate the paths of the Mahayana Dharma within myself. I'm someone who aspires to become a Bodhisattva and a Buddha for the sake of others. And therefore, I do not need to train in the paths of a practitioner of initial or intermediate capacity, because I aspire to be a practitioner of supreme capacity. So that is a mistaken understanding. And through knowing the Lamrim well, those errors are avoided. Likewise, there'll be those that have the view, I'm only interested in the sutra teachings of the Buddha. The tantra ones, I don't need to train in. Or certainly those who have the opposite view, that I'm interested in the tantric teachings, so therefore I don't need to bother with the sutra teachings. Either of those mistaken understandings are avoided if one understands the Lamrim presentation well. Because the Lamrim presentation shows, as we see in the first line, through the Lamrim tradition, you recognize all teachings to be free of contradictions. One comes to see that the trainings of the three, in accordance with the varying capacities of beings, so the trainings of a practitioner of initial, intermediate, and supreme capacity, one is built on top of the other. They are not contradictory at all. They have differing goals. A practitioner of initial capacity is striving for good rebirth. A practitioner of intermediate capacity is striving for liberation from cyclic existence. And a practitioner of supreme capacity is striving for enlightenment. So they have different goals, or literal term, object of attainment. They have differing objects of attainment. But they are not contradictory. Rather, one is built on the other.
Don't you to be sure a lot of Yamle Yahoo Ninji. ジャムニジェ、ジャジュセム、アンドトニトベシラ、ニャムニアン、ヤブコーラ、ジェザ、ニジェ、ジャジュセム、トニトベシラ、ニャムニアン、ヤブコーラ、ジェザ、ニジェ、ジャジュセム、トニトベシラ、ニャムニアン、ヤブコーラ、ジェザ、ニジェ、ジャジュセム、トニトベシラ、ニャムニアン、ヤブコーラ、ジェザ、ニジェ、ジャジュセム、トニトベシラ、ニャムニアン、ヤブコーラ、ジェザ、ニジェ、ジャジュセム、トニトベシラ、ニャムニアン、ヤブコーラ、ジェザ、ニジェ、ジャジュセム、トニトベシラ、ニャムニアン、ヤブコーラ、ジェザ、ニジェ、ジャジュセム、トニトベシラ、ニャムニアン、ヤブコーラ、ジェザ、ニジェ、ジャジュセ mare. Chisa jibu chungi lam yirin ba de nga du lo jang yong du digi di jang ba la tine chakwa chimi chue nyamlin che ba la pando chimu ngore, pinguwa re es. Bende jashu sim jia, jam ni ji jia la pinguwa, jashu sim jia la pinguwa pando yung ngore. Di na xin, ta kuyo dunga de la ta gu du san bi nghe jung yaku jia ba la nga zu tse de la xin bi ghe xin pa ji yaku bang gu gore. Ta bende kuru wiki chue jia wa nga zu tse de la ya xin bi ghe xin pa xue de na अने चे दिगी दिगी तम्र छाव दे भाई ना अने कोवाले जून ठुंगो मार वाज ना कोवाले जून मासन कोवाले थर जो की नेजून की ठुंगो मारे मैं बंसा ता कोवाले थर जो नेजून या पुच्चे वाला चे दे ले शिंबे शिंबा ता अने जीवा चिमंग आसों ता दिसुले थर जो के संभा याहो जीवो जिसा जीवो चुंगे लम्यरिं Panto Yahoo and Wada. Give Jingi Yamna Yahoo, Lamgi Yamna Chiodu, give Chimbu Lam, Jamini Jesusim Giala Pair. Then give Chimbi Tabba Chimbu, do you Lamna Dendi Yamna Chiodu, Jamini Jetony to be shared Yamna Chiodu, then Mazumak and Yamna Chiola, Pingora, Chisan Gansa, Jigi, Mazan Yamna Chiola, give Gigi Pingora, Majigi, Panto, Jungur, Madam, give Chunga Lamgi Dimba Yamna Chiodu, give Jingi Dela, Nuada, the Negayo, Machisan, Gaoyo Mares. 저는 찌기 찌기에 판도여바다 하고 두고래지래. 세상은 저기 단주 남른 냠른 제바이나 기부 중교 남기린 바다 징교 남기린 바다 친교 남기린 바 대속이 난 찌기 찌기야 판도여바다 하고 두고래. 세상 땜바 탐지 감에도 똑바 가하여 말. 저는 찌기 찌기에 팽고래 판바다 하고 두고래지래.
Through it, you recognize all teachings to be free of contradiction. So how so then? How does one come to recognize that that Sutra and Tantra are not contradictory, that the trainings of the in accordance with varying capacity of beings are not contradictory? For practices of secret mantra or tantric practice, to fulfill its potential for the great power that abides within the practices of Tantra to be actualized depends on the tantric practitioner to be well trained in the sutra practices, in particular those of the Mahayana Dharma, the generation of love and compassion to the strength of bodhicitta, as well as the wisdom realizing emptiness. So when these have been well developed, these sutra trainings of love and compassion that generate bodhicitta or give rise to bodhicitta as well as the wisdom realizing emptiness, those are the indispensable basis for tantric practice to be able to fulfill its potential, for the practice of tantra to have great strength and power. So therefore, for tantric practice to fulfill its potential comes about independent on the successful training in the sutric parts, in particular those of the Mahayana Dharma, the mind of bodhicitta, and the wisdom that realizes emptiness. So therefore, there is no contradiction between Tantra and Sutra. It's independence on successful training in Sutra that one's tantric practice will be successful. So in this way, through training in the Lamrim, we come to see how Sutra and Tantra are not contradictory, but complementary. And then to delve a little further into the sutra trainings, which in the Lamrim are divided into those of the beings of varying spiritual capacity. Those who have initial capacity, intermediate capacity, and supreme or greatest capacity. So those of greatest capacity are those who are training in the paths of bodhisattva, or to generate the path of a bodhisattva, and training in those mental paths. So this is the generation of great love and great compassion, culminating bodhicitta, as well as the wisdom realizing emptiness. And this, and it is this in particular that is the basis for the training in Tantra. But to give rise to bodhicitta and the wisdom realizing emptiness, particular bodhicitta, this is where one has takes it on. Bodhicitta is where one takes the individual responsibility for the welfare of others, which means that one takes it as one's own personal responsibility that all beings are freed from suffering and attain the lasting state of enlightenment. And for others, and for this responsibility to be fulfilled, one recognizes oneself has to become the best of guides, a Buddha. And thereby, one commits to striving for Buddhahood for the sake of others. This is the mind of bodhicitta. For the mind of bodhicitta to actually be generated within oneself, one needs love and compassion. Love and compassion, which is the wish for others to experience lasting, stable happiness and to be freed from suffering. To do that, one has to understand what is the suffering that others need desire to be freed of. What is the lasting state of happiness? This only comes about when one has reflected in relation to oneself what is one's own experience as a samsaric being. When one has come to understand the suffering that one oneself experiences and what is the lasting stable happiness that one oneself longs for. This here is the meditations that are shared with practitioners of intermediate capacity. So to give rise to the meditations of a being that are unique to a being of greatest capacity, bodhicitta, one has to have first meditated successfully on the practices which are shared with a being of intermediate capacity, because it's here where one meditates on one's own situation in samsara, seeing how one's samsaric situation is pervaded by suffering, and thereby gives rise to a wish to be freed of suffering and identifies the causes of that suffering and how to eliminate it. That is the training shared or common with beings of intermediate capacity. The being of greatest capacity then takes those realizations and applies it to others. But they will not be able to successfully apply to others if they haven't first seen that it's true for themselves. They have to first have given rise to wish themselves to be freed of suffering in order to give rise to the wish, may others be freed of suffering, and thereby take the responsibility to guide others to do so. So in this way, we see how the trainings of a being of great capacity, a bodhisattva, can only come about independence on training in those practices which are shared with a being of intermediate capacity. And thereby, they are not contradictory, but complementary, just like the practices of sutra and tantra are not contradictory, but complementary. Moreover, in order to train successfully in the practices shared with practitioners of intermediate capacity, one has to first successfully train in the practices shared with practitioners of initial capacity. And why is that? To have the strength of mind that commits to striving for liberation, a state freed of samsara, a state beyond samsara, a state of nirvana, which is the goal of a practitioner of intermediate capacity, one has to have given up grasping to the happiness of this life. One has to have developed a far broader attitude that is no longer distracted by the achievement of mundane pleasures and overcoming mundane problems. Mundane in the sense they just relate to this life. But rather have given rise to the understanding that this life's pleasures are transitory, they are meaningless, and thereby are striving for a good rebirth in our next life, So here, the practitioner of initial capacity has already given rise to a more expansive mind than an ordinary person. They are striving for a goal beyond this life. They are striving for happiness in their future lives. A practitioner of intermediate capacity builds on that. And they take this broader outlook and expand it further, not only looking to the lives beyond this, but to liberation in its entirety. So here, we see that a practitioner of intermediate capacity gives rise to those realizations independent on the trainings that are shared with a practitioner of small capacity or initial capacity. So here we see how the trainings of the beings of varying capacities are also complementary. They build one on top of the other. So they are complementary, not contradictory. And it's also in dependence on these trainings in the sutra tradition that one engages in the trainings in the tantric tradition. So here we see how the varying trainings are all complementary, are not contradictory. One does not harm the other, but benefits the other.
Tachi nyamlenchik chebayi na, dangbo na nyamlenchik du, ane, zugi nyamlenchik du, ta sem gyuwa tang ase nyamlenchik gore, nyamlenchik semle yu gyuwa tang gore, chisang sem gyuwa tang de dangbo chung chung nu ya, ane nyamlenchik cher tang gore ma to, dangbo na ane chung chung nyamlenchik lojong ma jebaje, chenpo di shingyay kakurwa, dine inza dangbo koro na nga zu nyamlenchik de karche gore sene, ane, tse tel ya, ane zugi nyingbo meba daya tang,코위기 동아래 탈두게 삼바도 자네 네 안데네 디게 좀 미치기로 해서 어때 제가 땅 밀이 깨바이나 하다 밀이 깨바나 동아 요레스 제가 강선에 탄네 하다 밀이 깨도 동아 매바 차기로 해서 동아 매바 말해 제가 밀이 팔레 동아에 밀이 동아도 인자다 코알이야 기 친제라 동아 마데 민도제 코와들라 타고도 선비게다 대시 되네기 되네 삼바야 쳐다지 녜중 삼바 코발에 탈두게 삼바게 제가 코와 삼바 되네기 타도 삼바게네 되는 게 장애도 기부증다 투모와 남녀는 바로 로장 와서 걸어와다. 다 거의 동안에 타고도 선배 삼는 땅에도 다 안 다야 자체를 땅에도 다 랑세의 직부리 지사 시행 삼제 삼님 빼봐도 매발에 지사 삼전 삼제 랑나지 대화도 봐 동안 믿어 봐 지사 삼전 삼제 대지 삼다에 가라 삼다에 소소 랑을 삼다 랑이 거의 동안 타들 타고도 선배 삼으로 열어와. 다디 삼로디 랑라 삼로디 파 카부에시 심진 샹달라 미셴 심진 탐지 코위 동아레 타구두 선배 삼다이드 코위 동아라 타구 심진 탐지의 디 고구두 선배 삼다이드 잠미제 삼단 거로와 제가 네네 삼다제 지 심진 탐지 코와레 동아레 차와 타구두 지선 타와디 다 탑싱에 지긴 삼제 네네기 냠는제 지상의 심진 탐지기도 산조 고바 토바 지신 토바 쇼 선배 삼다도 잔쇼 심 냠는제 대 태워지면 취 다 태워지면 취 냠는제 차고로 와 아다 간지레 삼도 우스 쳐쳐쳐 동안 저기 잡아치면 취 냠는제 지난 되는게 다 잠니제 다 동요도 배 셔럽 깨지 냠는제 요도 지난 다 되네 나 상기도 고바도 다 심진 탐지 강아 되네 라다가 균능부 상마게 균능부 되가 다 심진 탐지라 강아 배 먹고 체육도 제가 심진 지 뉴원이 교보 교봉아 심진 동화세야 다 디기 주비아디 제고 제가 심진 탐지 교보 교봉에 상기해서 거 보고 고도 제가 나랑 교보 교보 상기 고봉 토고도 제가 다 교보 상기 고봉 토야래 탑시 가르치고서는 땅아 좀 나게 냠는 토네 제네 죽투고도 제사디 아니 나게 냠는 지 생각 냠는 게렘다 조림 검지 두스 냠는 제도 잡아챔 비가 상하이 도시 대별 남 냠는 제 차고 제사 되네 인자 니 냠는 지데 림바데 차사만이 다딩아 좀 람드 나라 송샤여로와 제사 람드 나라 송샤와 람드 나라 롭정 제여도 최삼 검숨 제여도 대수 차사나 두 제네 림바에 지는 냠는 제사 두스 림바디 세보하고 그거레스 제사 세보하고 여도 아 다디 제산 냠는 두 차산 제고도와 차산 제고다스 비다 규민도 제산 예 가시게다 차파 침비 최신의 태만기 가서 우리 기부 증기 삼로 장거야 요 말세야디 that not really in Bahaku to go. So that now in Yamlin Chebala, do we look at Joko Marasadi, not really in Bahaku to go. Just until Chana Chi, Panto Yoba Mato, you dear Mato, Guaji Remato, Chick Chick, Jenna, Chin Yamlin, Chin Yamlin, Chema, Choba, the Nakamar, not to Mar, the Guim. Then my lesson, then you may body, tis not them but you came to talk about said, tis just a chigi, la pando your body, and lambrin yamlin chebina, how to go to Asia, that go to Kishi, then the niggy, yamlin jagged, and you may have a how go heavy, then a lambrin de la, then yamlin cheban, the how go, new body in the Kishi, you debate.
Yes, sir. Let's look at that same sequence again, but now from the position from where we are. So from starting from where we are rather than before we went from enlightenment back down to ordinary beings. Now let's start, look at that same sequence, but from the perspective of where we are. So in order to achieve this most exalted goal of enlightenment, in order to become a being that is perfect, with even the slightest trace of fault eradicated and all good qualities developed to perfection, we need to transform our minds completely. Where we are right now is our minds are particularly narrow. We need to expand our mind, make it much broader. So as I present the sequence of trainings here, presenting how all the various aspects are complementary and not contradictory. Listen to how, imagine the effect that have on one's broadness of one's mind, making one's mind ever less narrow, ever broader, more expansive. Because this is what the process results in. So we need to start with where we are in order to get to where we wish to go to. We need to recognize that we are very ordinary beings. Currently, our mind is full of thoughts about how to achieve some transitory pleasure, thinking about small problems in our lives. So this is where we are. We need to recognize that and transform this. We transform it by thinking about what awaits us and the reality that this precious life we have can end at any moment. And then our next life could be in the lower realms. So we recognize the impermanence of our situation and that at any moment we could take birth in the suffering lower realms. They are potentially just a breath away. Thinking about this gives a sense of urgency, turns us away from thinking about the transitory pleasures and problems of this life, thinking about what potentially awaits us. And we then strive to close the door to such a rebirth in our next life. So this is the goal of a practitioner of initial capacity. The expanse of their view is beyond this life. They are thinking about the next life. They are no longer perturbed by this life's events. They're no longer talking about and thinking about this life's events. Already their life, their view is that much more expansive. Then, with this arisen, one thinks further that even should I attain a good rebirth in my next life, that's just one life. What happens after that? I could then still, being trapped in samsara, I could then still fall to the lower realms. Moreover, even if I attain a rebirth as good as this, I know I still experience suffering. Not as extreme as in the lower realms, but still suffer. And here one starts to reflect about how there's nowhere to be born within samsara that one will not suffer. There's no experience in samsara that is freed of suffering, because samsara in its very nature is suffering. And here then one takes that understanding to think deeper in terms of what are the causes of cyclic existence, which are, to express it differently, the causes of suffering, and what are its antidotes. And here one commits then to striving for liberation from samsara in its entirety, to attain freedom from suffering in its entirety. And this is the goal of a practitioner of intermediate capacity. So once again, we see how the outlook is that much more expansive. Then independent on that reflection, one takes one's realization here and applies it to others, recognizing how all the realms are filled with ordinary suffering beings like ourselves, who haven't yet given rise to this wisdom, and are lost in darkness, lost in the darkness of confusion and ignorance. And these beings have benefited me from lifetime to lifetime, either explicitly in roles such as my kind mothers, or indirectly in many different other roles. And now they are lost in suffering and in pain with no hope before them. And here we start to generate love for them, compassion for them. We build this ever further, generating bodhicitta for all sentient beings, committing to become Buddhas for their sake. And with that motivation, we strive to cultivate the wisdom realizing emptiness. And here we develop the motivation of a bodhisattva, striving for enlightenment for the sake of others. Here the mind has become ever broader and the view ever more far-sighted. Then we add to this by recognizing that there's a sense of urgency. Sentient beings require me right now to become the most skilled of guides. I cannot delay this even a moment because their need is so great. I need to progress as quickly as possible, and the quickest route is that of the practices of Tantra, in particular the generation and completion stages. In particular, now that I've generated this required motivation of bodhicitta and the wisdom realizing emptiness, I can progress quickly along the tantric paths, and therefore I must. So here we see how these various sequence of trainings are all complementary. One builds on top of the other. We also see how there is a specific sequence of those practices that are shared with the practitioner of initial capacity, those practices shared with the practitioner of intermediate capacity, and those practices which are unique to the being, the practitioners of greatest capacity, how they all build one on top of the other and culminate then in the quickest of all techniques, that of Tantra. So all those are presented here in the tradition of the Lam Rim. So we come to see how the Lam Rim presents the complete and unmistaken path. And through seeing this, we prevent ourselves from making that error. We avoid making that error that limits our spiritual progression through starting not where we are, but starting too far along the path. Rather, we come to see where we need to start and start there. Also, we prevent ourselves from not fulfilling our potential, thinking that we can only get so far, when actually enlightenment is possible for all of us. So these errors, these limitations are avoided through studying and training well in what is presented in the Lam Rim tradition. The second line, all scriptures, without exception, dawn as personal instructions. This then is the second of the four great features, that we come to see that all the teachings from the Buddha are personal. They are for us. They are personal instructions.
Kashela ngosu deni ki konsul ya nyuba de deni nyame kumye nyubwa mehen zol ya, ane nyagab tarba dan tamje kim, tarba tobya ge duan da la, nda me ba le midabu gom gore se, nyamne jaya sung gore. Dene ge, tarba dan tamje ki, dene ya nyubwa mehen zol ya, ane mene, ane jewa chima la da miyuk gomwa tobya ge duan da la, ane dusus nyamne jaya gore se, dusung gore. Ane dene mene, ane sedel ya, sosul sem lulu yoyan ya da, dene ge yon tong duan da la, ane jik, yan se ma sangbo jaya gwa da, dene sung gore wa. Chisa dene jen, sanji yu chuyo sung ya, chasang, duan da nyingbo de, sanji yu gomwa tobya chuyo sung wa res. Chisa chasang, nga zo lopchang jaya gwa ya, dam ngar, duan da nyingbo de dam ngar, sanji yu gomwa tobya chuyo sung shiba kya nya res. Chisa lam dren di, chasam gomsum jen nyamlin jeba yina, sanji yu sung gane chi yina ya, chisa chasang sung chasang, Tabiye tardu sanjiyo kovan tobe chu sunba imba jikba imba hako tubu res. Chisan dinan de chasan sanjiyo kovan tobe chirdu sunbe damga imba hako tubu res. Chisan dinan inza hako tubu res.
As one trains in the Lamrim, one comes to relate to each and every teaching as being a personal instruction for oneself. This word dawn or arise, this shows that as we are coming to understand that all the teachings serve the same purpose, in that the essence of every teaching the Buddha gave was to guide others to enlightenment, to actual Buddhahood, we come not only to see that the teachings are free of contradiction, but actually they are all relevant to ourselves. And this is crucial because we may well make the mistake of thinking, of leaving a teaching as a mere intellectual exercise, leaving it at the level of mere knowledge. We've come to know something, to learn something new, but it's actually meant for us as a personal instruction, something to be cultivated, realized within ourselves. So this then is the second of the four great qualities of the Lam Rim, that all teachings become personal instructions. And this we can understand clearly through what we know in everyday life. Children are sent to school, and they start with year one. Maybe the child, but certainly the parents may have the wish for their child to graduate from school or from university one day. But they don't send them right to high school or to university. They start with where the child is, which is year one. That is their level. No matter how strong the child's wish is to start in another class or the parents' wish, they need to start where they are. And this is the same for us. If we have a particular aspiration to a goal of whether it's enlightenment or liberation or good rebirth, we start with where we are. And we train in the correct sequence as laid out in the Lam Rim. This is one of the key features of the Lam Rim tradition. Because all of these teachings are presented by the Buddha to lead to enlightenment. And for that to come about, we train where we are in the correct sequence, coming then to achieve the goal of liberation and eventually enlightenment.
Jam Ninja, the same jet, Tamji, you do not say that Digi Triagi, and Yamden Chehores, and the Chehores were Tabachimichi Yamichi. To the same jet, Tamji, Digi Triada, do not say Elia, that Benesoso Rangi, Kibu Chungu Lamji Rimbiki, Yamden Rosa, so Ham Jangdor Machavaina, and Mo Banashelia, and Kibu Chungu Lamit and Konsuja, Tada Muko, Watoya, Dondalia, and Lovchon Cheho Yabena. Manzo shengi pando dubala ya chasang gugore, chasang dini yinza ngan chugi janggu gugore, chasang di janggu re, di ma jang ne jigire, di janggu ya yo mara se, dini yo mara, chasang chasang damga re ma do, di damga ma re, di pando yo mara se, dini yo mara, chasang dini yinza yade ngan chugi dini yunggur wada, wada di ngan chugi dini nga nyamnyan che de dwe dike dago ma dini janggu ya ma pando yo mara ngan zole se ya chinde,
This is an important point because perhaps many of you have aspirations to become bodhisattvas, aspirations to cultivate the parts of the Mahayana within oneself, to generate love for all beings, compassion for all beings, strive to become a Buddha for others. So that you have the imprints, to have such an aspiration is truly something to rejoice in. However, to fulfill that aspiration, it's imperative one trains in all the teachings of a Buddha. Because as we heard in the previous line, the first of the four greatnesses of the Lamrim tradition, is that these trainings are presented in a correct sequence, and one needs to progress in that correct sequence to attain all the results. So therefore, to become a bodhisattva, one has to train in that correct sequence. Moreover, the second greatness, points out another reason to train in this correct sequence. Because if one somehow were to become a bodhisattva without having trained in all the preceding steps, how would one then be able to guide others who are inclined to the other paths, to the path of individual liberation, for example, if one hasn't come to know it exceptionally well oneself? So should you have the aspiration to become a bodhisattva, to become a Buddha for the sake of others, then in order to benefit others, one needs a vast array of skills and qualities so that in whatever the disposition, the inclination of others is, one can guide them in accordance with their own personal needs, their own individual personality. So therefore, if you hold that aspiration within yourself to become a bodhisattva, but train in all the various steps, not only to give rise to those qualities within yourself for your own spiritual development, but so that you can be of great benefit to others when you are a bodhisattva. In this way then, one comes to see that all the teachings of the Buddha, which have, no matter what the topic is, they have either implicitly or explicitly the goal of enlightenment for all sentient beings as their objective. So therefore, don't fall foul. Don't make the mistake of thinking, for example, oh, I only need to train in Tantra, the quickest of paths. Or, I'm not interested in Tantra, Sutra is for me. Or, I'm only interested in the trainings of a bodhisattva, nothing else. It holds me, it stirs me. We need to train in all of these. One, so that we progress. And two, so that we have the great skills required in order to really be of benefit to others. So this is how we understand. Or thinking like this, we come to see that all the teachings of the Buddha, none of them are for mere intellectual knowledge, but rather they are personal instructions to aid us in our development towards enlightenment and to give us the skill, the ability to be of benefit to others in accordance with their own individual personalities.
And Semjan Temje, Sanji Kuban, Tobi Chudu, Sumba Yimbada, Utu Gurez, and the Jisha. And the Jajo Lamden de Lobjan Chebaina, and the Sanji Sumba Temje, Sanji Kuban, Tobi Chudu, Sun Shabba, the Karasungor, Sing, Yajung, Jasam Yanda Betawa, Yamnichita, Himba Sungor, Chizan, Dinin, Jajo Lamden de Yamnichebaina, Dona Lea Sun Shebigi.
The third greatness is presented in the third line. The enlightened intention of the conquerors is readily found. So bearing the first two of the four greatnesses in mind, we now come to the third. And we come through training well in the Lamrim to easily understand the intention of the Buddhas. And that intention is to lead all beings to a state freed of suffering and pain. And not only a state of liberation, but actually the state of greatest happiness, that of enlightenment. The state where they too can be of great benefit to other beings. This is the intention of the Buddha, and it's through training in the Lamrim, as we saw in the first two of the four greatnesses, that the third here, the intention of the conquerors, this is understood, that everything the Buddha does is to benefit beings, and benefit them either explicitly or implicitly in the achievement of the goal of enlightenment. And this is understood through the Lamrim. And we come to understand then that the trainings that are in accordance with beings of varying capacities, as well as the respective goals of good rebirth, and in particular those of definite emergence, bodhicitta and enlightenment, bodhicitta and the wisdom realizing emptiness, these are all presented so that beings can achieve enlightenment, the intent of the conquerors.
Kale shu kya mo che devu che rwa da, deva da. Ani, de la tu la tu, de la se dem, la se devu ta, la se gyokpo rwa da. Pe ne nga du, do cha san, nyam ne je lo du yo ne, mang po shu gu ro lo mang po da, de ne mang po cha, che san, lam rin chi bu lo chan che ba yin na, che san, pe ne, kale shu kya mo che devu che rwa da, deva da. Ani, de la tu la tu, de la se dem, la se devu ta, la se gyokpo rwa da. Pe ne nga du, do cha san, nyam ne je lo du yo ne, mang po shu gu ro lo mang po da, de ne mang po cha, che san, lam rin chi bu lo, nyam ne che ba yin na, che san, de su le lo wo che ne, gyokpo gyokpo. Ani, le lo bu gyokpo che ne ha gu tu gu re se, duan da ki, san ye yu sung bu yu duan da, du yu gong pa cha san, ani, duan da nying po di, ma zu
The third quality has two aspects. The one being you come to find or understand the enlightened intentions of the conquerors. The second aspect is shown in the term readily or easily. So with great ease, one comes to understand the enlightened intention of the Buddhas. This means then that without having to study the vast array of all the sutras and their many hundreds or thousands of commentaries to them, one can come to understand the enlightened intention of all the conquerors merely through studying the Lam Rim tradition. So that's what the term of readily means. And the second component of this term readily is not only of great ease, but of very quickly. So quickly, one comes to understand the intent of the Buddhas. Quickly and with great ease, one comes to understand the heartfelt wish of the Buddhas, which is for all beings to achieve the same perfect state that they have achieved.
Dene 지난 that lamdun nalo lobjon cheshaban lamdun nalo ya sebu shujin tangbo di chegure ni ba di nyamla di sumba de den si ba de ne chegure se pa bang te sebu jin kala na ma son sa cho jo jin ba jo zga di chaba de jiba re chele chena jo zga di chaba na sa ya lu dum de wo di na she cha shu lamdun jin de tangbo di nyamla ni ba de sumba di che si ba di che du chin lam nyamla je ba re ne ba cha ga sebu che go rim ma chu ba ma no wa che sebu tian xia yo de chena जिसने दिनी इंसान लम्बे लोपचन चेपा इन्ना ये यू कोंबा न्यामन चिता चिये लम्सां सेवो जागो जागो तो जागो हागो तो बुरे कले शिरा जामो हाज जागो हागो तो बुरे से तो जिम्सें दिले अंजो दो रोबो जो लोबे इन्ना अंजो रोबो ने दंबो कले चेवो निबा कले चेवो तो कले न्यामन चेवो से जे कब्रे ले चाचू Digi, don't adding on to Lin to go, Malaka, Mandur, Mandu, the Kawachawa. Then it's an answer to Dobola, Chantu Lamrindi, Yamlin Chapan, Gale, Jeramatic, Lelo, when Yamlis is how to Gurisani, Delato, never said Delato, how good, Joko, how good, Lelo, which in Joko, how good, said Jim Zero did it.
The reason that so quickly and easily through studying the Lamrim and meditating on the Lamrim, does one come to understand the intent of the Buddhas, is because beings such as ourselves, very ordinary beings without huge stores of virtue behind us, if we were to rely solely on the words of the Buddha and we would start to read sutra after sutra after sutra, we would struggle to realize, or we'd struggle to understand the correct sequence to train in. We wouldn't really know where to start, and we'd get quite lost in there. And this is because the Buddha gave so many teachings, and they were all done in accordance with his particular audience at the time. So we would be reading these texts, not understanding the context well, not knowing where we should start. Some texts would be about cultivating bodhicitta. Some would be about the sufferings of samsara. Some would be about cultivating the wisdom realizing selflessness. Others, the wisdom realizing emptiness. And others would be about the activities of bodhisattvas. Hearing all of this, we're not going to really know where to begin. The sequence we understand clearly from studying the Lamrim. Through studying the Lamrim, we understand that we first need to come to understand that this mere life has no essence. Thereafter, we need to understand that samsara itself has no essence. And thereafter, understand that all sentient beings are suffering. We are just one. To strive for ourselves alone is misplaced when others need us too. With this, we come to understand well in the Lamrim. And we can liken this to, for example, if we want to eat a delicious meal. If we have a recipe, it's very easy. We follow the recipe. We've got all the stages. We can, in no time, make a delicious meal. And through practicing this a few times, in no time at all, we can make that delicious meal without needing to look at the recipe, because we have learnt it well and we have experience. And then we can easily, quickly make this delicious meal. This is the role the Lamrim will play in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Pena ngana zuge sherab nyingbo, sherab nyingbo duyen che samdang pena. Dan sherab nyingbo duyen che ne samdang du. Dina sherab nyingbo na ngu lam sanji yukubang toya chige lam nyamle rinpa dinggo rwa. Chizan dinggo rwa de ngana zuge chige sherab nyingbo duyen pena. Dangbo khari nyamle che, nipa khari sumba khari che kane kare che gozibbe. Dina yu duanda dinggo len che nyamle che tan rinpa di. Hako toya kale hako rwa dwa. Karsan su dongbo, dongbanyi sayate dine songsha rwa, sunggo rwa. Nami Koronto Wombo Numbo Digina, Yanji Wombo Numbo Digina, Sherani Bugi Chedu, Duja Koronzina, Sherani Budu, Lam Yamli Riba Chasa, go to go or what? Now to go to go on. Chasa, now to get Lamden de la Yamlin Chapel of John Chabana, and say about how to go, Dambo Dijang, Niver. Sherani Bodi Palo Chip Dinna, Dambo Dinam Niver Dijau, Sabanga, how to a Kawacha, Dina Perus, Sherani Bodorwa, Chasa, Pedina.
You can also understand this through our own experience of reading the Heart Sutra. So we read the Heart Sutra and what do we see? We see there's not this, not that, not that, not the next thing. And it's, the meaning's not particularly clear. And even if you've studied a little bit, well, we have some understanding. Those, though, who have great merit behind them and are very intelligent, they'll read the Heart Sutra. They will, just from reading those few pages, they will see the entire sequence of trainings that they need to engage in order to become a Buddha, because the path is presented there. And through their great intelligence and huge store of virtue, they will be able to understand that just from reading the Heart Sutra. We know this isn't the case for ourselves. We do not get that meaning nearly as clearly. The fourth of the four greatnesses of the Lamrim tradition is expressed in the final line, and protects against the abyss of grave negative deeds. This specifically then refers to the grave negative deeds that are specifically referred to here are those associated with abandoning the Dharma. So training well in the Lamrim tradition protects one from abandoning the Dharma. And how so? Because now we go through the all four of these misdeeds and we see their interdependence connections, their relationship. First, one comes to realize that the trainings in accordance with the beings of varying spiritual capacities are not contradictory but complementary. Moreover, the trainings of Sutra and Tantra are not contradictory but complementary. So this prevents one from thinking, I don't need to bother with the Sutra, I'll just do Tantra. Or thinking, the Tantra, what these aren't the teachings, are teachings for me, just Sutra. Moreover, through studying the Lamrim, one will come to see that all the teachings of the Buddha are actually meant for oneself. They are personal instructions. So therefore, how can one say, oh, those trainings of this being of initial capacity aren't for me? No, these are personal instructions. And thirdly, the enlightened intention of the conquerors is readily found. One comes to see that all these teachings were personal instructions for ourselves because they lead to enlightenment. And that is the intention of the conquerors. So in this way, we come to through the first three of the four great qualities of the Lamrim, we come to the fourth, by seeing that all these teachings of the Buddha are for us. They are meant for us to train in a specific sequence. And this prevents us from falling from the abyss of grave negative deeds. In other words, of abandoning the Dharma, abandoning the Sutra, abandoning the Tantra, or abandoning parts of the Sutra, such as the trainings shared with practitioners of initial or intermediate capacity. That leads to falling into the lower realms, hence the abyss. This then is the fourth of the greatnesses of the Dharma, of the Lamrim tradition, protecting one against abandoning the Dharma.
That in the end, that Jerem Chigi Antolia, Lavja Garasungores, and Tis not Chanchu Lamrin said the bear chick to and I gave a chick to do che. Tis not the Niki Telia Lobjan Cheva in Antuki, and it's a new combat a lot to Tuya Dang, and it's a and to Sunra Tanja Tamar Chartuya, and then Chick Chubonga Lady Yor, Rasin Yor, the Le Masaba, and the Niki Nuba Chimbo. Mantu Nunjinalia, Dusia, soon your chisan, the nigging Yamnit Chiaguade, Bemasi Kissimores, Chisan Deliaman to be between Chimbuk and Yamnit Chiaguares, as soon or what?
The purpose of Terempeche composing this verse was to emphasize again that the Lamaran tradition is very condensed. It takes all the teachings of the Buddha and the commentaries to them, condenses them. But despite being condensed, the meaning is both vast and deep. And moreover, not only is this the teachings of the Buddha condensed, but they're arranged in a specific sequence. And it's through training in this specific sequence we will cultivate the unmistaken path to lasting happiness. And this specific sequence is to train in the practices that are shared with a practitioner of initial capacity. And in dependence on that, train in the practices shared with a practitioner of intermediate capacity, and in dependence on that, train in the practices unique to practitioners of greatest capacity. And this then combined or added then is the basis required for Tantra, the quickest path to enlightenment. So here, to give us courage, to give us confidence and strength of mind to embark on our trainings in the Lamrim, Jai Rinpoche composed this verse. So what we have in the Lamrim tradition is all the correct and complete stages to go through in order to become a Buddha. Those, and it's presented in those trainings in accordance with the beings of the three varying capacities, as well as presenting how the sutra paths are the basis, the required basis for the tantric practices to achieve their goal. This brings us to the ninth verse. Therefore, the wise of India and Tibet, those many beings of great fortune, relied upon these supreme instructions on the stages of the path of practitioners of three varying capacities. What intelligent person could not be captivated by it? The first line of this verse is therefore. Therefore shows its reason being presented. What is the reason upon which this verse is composed? So it follows on from Jempeche's expression of the validity and the profundity and the great value of the Lamrim traditions. He's presented many reasons, two of which would be that amongst all the teachings, this is like the most precious of jewels, the wish-fulfilling jewel amongst all the jewels, is the Lamrim tradition. Moreover, it's like a vast ocean containing all the sutras and their treatises. So here we're reminded that the Lamrim tradition is likened to the wish-fulfilling jewel as well as to an ocean. And moreover, it links through the word therefore to the four greatnesses that were just presented, that it shows how all the teachings of the Buddha are free of contradiction, that through training the Lamrim, all of the teachings of the Buddha arise within us as personal instructions, thereby protecting us from seeing the Buddha Dharma or aspects of it as being merely intellectual, but rather they are to be realized within us. We also come to realize the intent of the Buddha, that everything was taught so that beings could become Buddhas themselves. Moreover, it protects us from abandoning any aspect of the Buddha Dharma and protects us thereby of abandoning the Dharma, the gravest of misdeeds. And this is something that all the realized and learned masters from Tibet, as well as those in India, have trained in dependence on this sequence. These beings of great fortune, huge stores of virtue and learning, they have relied upon these supreme instructions, this specific sequence of trainings. So those in Tibet who had this Lamrim tradition, as well as all those before the bringing together of these two lineages, they did still, nevertheless, train in this way. What is this way? It is the stages of the path of practitioners in accordance with the three varying capacities, practitioners of initial, intermediate, and supreme capacity. So therefore, what intelligent person would not be captivated by this Lamrim tradition?
Zanda, you read Mito, Jude and Sushi Yosuji, Namjude Demba, Sigura, Jan Jabu, Yikaba, Namjude Demba, Digi Lam, Janju Lamrin, Digipa, Dayundu, Lopjon Chiadu, Digine, Shag, Kisha, Chasan, Tongu, say that Lamrim Chad. Lamrin said, Dinala ya on it, and give us some your lamb yimba, tabad and chasa, somewhat didn't you care? And the chicken, no, the nigger dunda, the niggy, she woo, she had the integration, said begin, Namjay demba, consuki jabach, and Namjay demby, the gila haku, Namjay mena, and the lojan, my dead nigger, Namjay mena, haku to marach, and Namjay demba digi, down on it, Bemasida, Jasio Lamrin de Sosoran, Yamit. Tarbada Tamje can be Sanjay Kuban Yamlin Kare Tokuna Din Yamlin Delia Dish Yamlin Majin Jigimidu Din Yamlin Chehudu Sembigi 这一车呀，他说说你们嘛，这先生们他们这，另外这但第一，如果他把他们这金牌国宝偷下来的，看到了也马些呢，你们这点地，咱们这马些些，咱们这个团队，你等着给你们接住股东，等你那判断用啥的，什么就等你给一车去，俺得了，哎，对你就把用过来，就是那，咱们就得点嘛嘛，但等你个样，这个车了对你每天跟团队还麻烦，等你那结束给他，就是 女不进的月白的好糊涂，马路啊，就是，可女没人的呢，谁来呢？他，那几个人不起，我咋听不得？女没呢？哦，多几个人，像三姐怕人那些了嘛，这些有些人家有的话，但人那一个结巴起来，开巴的几个，女人不进，不修，好过的，大不修，咋怎么修？大不结果了？哦，你那些人说了。
You can also understand in the fourth line, intelligent person, what intelligent person could not be captivated by it, referring to the wise of India and Tibet, those many beings of great fortune. Because they all trained in this way. All their realizations came through training in this specific sequence, without omitting anything, without feeling that, oh, these teachings are beneath me, or these are beyond me. All serve the purpose of attaining enlightenment. So all these great masters of the past, with such intelligence, trained in this way. And in fact, if they weren't intelligent, and if they didn't have stores of merit behind them, they would struggle to understand the great importance of the Lamaram. They'd struggle to see the requirement to train in this specific sequence. Moreover, these great masters of India and Tibet, they trained in this way through all the stages in order to achieve their own happiness, but not only for themselves, but so that they could become great beings and be of benefit to others. And when they trained in texts such as texts of those of the Lamaram tradition, they trained in them not only so they could attain realization themselves, but so that they in the future could teach others, that they could guide others in accordance with their own personalities. And in this way, to fulfill the intent of the Buddhas, to fulfill their own aspiration to become a bodhisattva and once a bodhisattva, to enact the welfare of others. We can also then understand this, that, for example, if we lack training in a particular area, whatever area in the world, we will not be skilled in that. We will lack knowledge. So if we know nothing about minerals, we may here in Bendigo pick up a little stone and think, oh, just another stone, and toss it away. But if we were skilled in geology, we may recognize that's actually a nugget of gold. And thereby, that little stone's potential could be achieved. Likewise, we should follow the example of all the great masters of the past. Train thoroughly in every step, not seeing any as beneath us or beyond us or not of such great importance to us. Because in order to achieve the goal of becoming a bodhisattva and then a Buddha for the sake of others, to fulfill our goal of being of great benefit to others, we need to attain mastery in all aspects of the Buddha Dharma. So this verse, so as to make it abundantly clear that this way of training that's presented in the Lamrim is the way of training that all the great masters have followed in the past. And therefore, wanting to become a great being like them, wanting to be of great benefit to others like they have, this is how we should train in this correct sequence. That is presented in the Lamrim tradition. We all want happiness. We all want to be free of suffering, of suffering and pain. The sequence of trainings that's presented in the Lamrim is the incomparable technique to achieve both happiness and freedom of suffering. So Jerempache composed this verse so that we too could be captivated by the beauty, the eloquence, the value of the Lamrim tradition, and thereby to give us the strength of mind to delve into it, not infrequently, not sporadically, but with all our heart, continuously over a sustained period. In our four sessions thus far together, we've looked at nine verses of the text. And in these nine verses, Jay Rinpoche has, now we've just seen, he's spoken about the tremendous value of the Lamrim tradition, its uniqueness in that it's brought together these two lineages of the vast and the profound. And moreover, not only has he now, in the latter verses, spoke about the great value and preciousness of the Lamrim tradition, but he's spoken about why it is such an authentic tradition. He's done so through establishing the tradition that has gone from our own spiritual teachers back to Lama Atisha, and who brought these two lineages that had come from Nagarjuna and his students, as well as Asanga and his students, and that tradition which had come from Manjushri and Maitreya, from whom they developed it or received it from Buddha Shakyamuni himself. So the purpose of these verses thus far is to generate great confidence in the Lamrim tradition, in this text, in this path, this journey before us, to generate great confidence in it, faith in the tradition as well as the founders of it and our teachers, and not just on an intellectual level, but on a heartfelt level, so that we appreciate all these great masters, from our own spiritual teachers back to the Buddha, the great kindness they've shown us, the great benefit that comes through them and this Lamrim tradition to us. And the purpose of developing the faith in them, this confidence in them and the tradition, is so as to give rise to a yearning to delve into this text, to make great effort in the various trainings that are presented here, and to take each and every one of them as relevant, not to put some off and think, oh, others are more important than these, but to see them all as playing a crucial role for each of us, and take them in this way as personal instructions. So here, the purpose of these various texts and the time we spend together is to give rise to an aspiration to fulfill our potential as humans, to become a being of great value, to become a child of the Buddha, a bodhisattva, and thereby, with this confidence and conviction, to turn our mind to the Buddha Dharma. So this is something we all need to do, and I exhort you to join me in this commitment that I and you, each day we meditate on the sufferings of samsara, coming to see it has no essence, giving rise to the wish to be freed of the sufferings of samsara and committing to do so, to seeing that this position of being bound in samsara is something shared with all beings, is not unique just to us, and that their welfare actually is dependent on our spiritual training, in that if we commit now to becoming Buddhas for their sake, we can help guide others to develop the minds of the Buddha Dharma within them and attain lasting freedom too. But to become such a skilled practitioner requires repeated training over a sustained period. So I make this commitment, and I ask you to join me in this, joining me in these meditations, in listening to the teachings and integrating them into oneself, so that every thought we have is directed to achieving liberation for the sake of others. And thereby every activity we do is beyond looking for worldly happiness and freedom from worldly problems, but for attaining liberation and enlightenment for the sake of others. So thank you very much. We'll conclude here then today.
Oh yeah.